I want you to look at somebody with this Bible held up in your hand and tell them you're going to get your answer today. Wait a minute, hold the Bible up. All the direction. Tell them all the direction you need, you will get today. Tell them, this book says that God loves you. Receive that love right now. Tell them, God is about to speak to you. You hear what he's saying. Your answer coming out. Your direction coming out. Your peace coming out. And your joy is coming out to you. Today, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, two particular verses I want to read. And you're going to have to attend to the word to be able to pick up what you need to pick up. Second Corinthians chapter 4, two verses we're going to read. In the 13th verse, we have in the same spirit of faith. I want you to underline the word spirit of faith in your Bible. Spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. But notice it's called a spirit of faith. Then in verse 18, it gives us a panoramic view of how the spirit of faith actually functions. Why we look not at the things which are seen. Situations look like things not working out. Faith don't look at that. Faith see the answer. Are you following me? Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost just said to me, tell you he wants you to see through everything that looks like it's holding you back right now. Because right behind it is your success. And an anointing will hit this house this morning that will manifest your answer. Are you listening to me? Everybody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
We have to trust him, you know.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, we have to know that atmospheres can change. And we can adjust the climate by how we yield to the Spirit of God. We're not here just going to a routine. No, we expect a visitation from God. Not only a visitation from God, but a presentation from God. Not only a presentation from God, but a manifestation from God. Today. Any moment. Any good thing can happen. He's God. So notice in this 18th verse, while we look not at the things which are seen. See, now that's Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. What? For the things which are seen, oh, I love it, temporal. Temporary. it's not my lot. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Powerful scriptures. Now notice again in Galatians chapter 2, there's another statement here about what we're about to minister on this morning. Because if we don't get these scriptures in us, we're going to think it's a normal pattern, and it's not. The Lord is showing us something apostolically and prophetically about faith this morning. We heard a lot of teaching on faith. We're about to go into an area this morning that a lot of things you've been believing for about to come to pass. How many of y'all trust the Holy Ghost? Here in Galatians chapter 2, now it's such a, lack of a better word, familiar verse, but it shouldn't be no familiar verses. Because the verses are impregnated with the presence of God, and God will manifest himself millions of ways out of one verse. You understand that? So always stay open. As we're going to read a scripture, you probably can quote this scripture, but yet the territories we're going in now, you need to pay attention. There in Galatians, we're talking about, write this down, unfolding, I pause for a reason, the manifold powers, powers is plural, of supernatural faith. The manifold powers of supernatural faith. Miracles, signs, and wonders should be normal in your life. Not nothing special. And from this message this morning unfolding, let me say something else to you to make you see it again. Sometime I have to try to figure out what way I could get this out to the body of Christ. Here's another way to look at it. Listen, how to wear supernatural faith. How to wear it on a daily basis. How to wear, W-E-R, supernatural faith. You're going to hear some things about supernatural faith that is going to be shocking, shaking, but yet it's going to make you strong in every situation. Or it's another way I want to say it to you, and I hope you're writing this down to get it, because how to live a supernatural faith life and lifestyle. So you got three subjects this morning. How to live a supernatural, how to live a supernatural faith. Say supernatural faith.
Supernatural faith.
Now, faith is supernatural. Let me say something that'll take a hold of you this morning. Faith, here it is now. Faith is not waiting, faith is taking. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
See, faith. See, most people waiting with faith. No, faith. Faith is not waiting. Faith has the ability to take you out of waiting with the situation looking the same way. Oh, come on now. The situation looked the same. Looked like nothing has changed, but you have changed. Because faith has supernaturally transferred you to your answer. In another realm, with the situation still the same, look the same way. Come on here. It doesn't naturally, physically, sensically, mentally look like nothing has changed. But you have changed in supernatural faith. In other words, the problem's still there, but you got the answer. How many with me? How many follow me? You see, faith don't wait on change. Faith is change. And the enemy don't want us to really operate in real supernatural faith, because if we start operating that way, he knows he's defeated before he starts something.
Right.
Because you're gonna move beyond him. See, faith moves you beyond the devil. Demons cannot go where supernatural faith can go. They do not have it. I said they do not have it. Demons do not have supernatural faith like you have it. Now, they got supernatural demonical ways to stop you, but you rise above them by operating in supernatural faith. But to do that, you got to die. The natural always rising up, talking about what you can do and what you can't have. And then somebody come on the news with it and all that stuff. Listen, look at Galatians 2:20. Oh, yeah, I hear you, Lord. Supernatural faith, that means unmeasurable, unstoppable, unquenchable faith, all right? Oh, give me that back. Supernatural faith. Oh, my, give it back to me. Supernatural faith, unlimited, unstoppable, nothing impossible, is built in your I am-ness. So here it says that the scripture, I'm crucified with Christ. You see that? Galatians 2:20. Come on, I want y'all to look at it. Look at it in your Bible. Y'all got it in your Bible? Yes, sir. All right, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now get this now. In the life which I now live in the flesh. How many of y'all know you're in the flesh? But I live by. I live in the flesh, but I live by something. The faith of the Son of God who loved me. Now, how many of y'all think that or know that Jesus operated in supernatural faith? How many times you read in your Bible that Jesus tried to do something and his faith failed? Never? That's you. When you understand, I'm going to give you some ramifications, some definition, some insight on supernatural faith. Every child of God got it. You just got to develop it. You just got to learn how to walk in it. But some things about to change in your life right now. Thank you. See, because I'm not teaching faith, I'm teaching supernatural faith. You've heard enough ABCs of faith. Now you need to step off in it and know that miracles, signs, and wonders are normal to you. It's a normal lifestyle of a believer. It's normal for you to change a situation, but 89 people say it couldn't happen. But you, by your faith in your God, step in and it happened. Ooh, let's stop living normal. Unfolding this supernatural faith in you. So he says there, I now live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And the next verse here, I do not frustrate the grace of God. All right, I got one more verse I want you to see. That Jude 20 now. See, we're talking about this supernatural faith. It's the spirit of faith. It's the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we're going in Jude 20. Telling you how to build supernatural faith. But Lord, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Thank you, Lord. I want you to see this, and then we'll start pulling some cover off this supernatural faith. Hallelujah! Hey, you're not leaving with none of your little walls, Disney problems. You're a child of the living God. You're a powerful being. Tell the person next to you, you're a powerful being. Tell them. Don't say it with just English. Don't say it with just English. Don't be sitting beside me talking to me normal. Say it with some force. You're a powerful being. be set aside me tonight. Your power will be not. Get, go set somewhere else. You're going to speak over me. Speak like you know what you're talking about. You say it to him. You're a powerful being. Say it to him. What you told them just now? In case they don't fully understand what you're saying, I want you to look at them now and tell them, I am a powerful being. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you believe it. I am a powerful being. Operate in supernatural faith. Sit down. Notice Jude 20 now. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I just try to show you faith at different spiritual dimensions in those three voices. The spirit of faith in 2 Corinthians 4:13. Huh? And the same faith. I mean the same faith that Jesus lived in. We as sons and daughters of God have the right to live in the same immeasurable faith that Jesus lived in. And he always received divine results. I speak over you from this day forward, no matter what come up. You always going to receive divine result. Don't care who God has to move. Don't care what company God has to change. But because of you operating that kind of faith, Jesus changed whole cities with one sentence. He was so powerful. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. Sit down and write this down. In that supernatural faith are three powerful forces that lives on the inside of you. The kingdom of God, the power of God, and the glory of God. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. All three are on the inside of you. When you begin to understand supernatural faith, you stir all three up. You stir the kingdom of God up, you stir the power of God up, and you're stirring the glory of God up on the inside of you that nothing else matters. Everything that is odd against you, they are only temporary. Come on, somebody here. Do anybody here need some help? Anybody here want to hear from God? Well, let him talk to you then. Don't just sit there like you're in a regular church. God is about to take you somewhere you've never been before, and you're going to stop living below your means, and you're going to rise up. heard the Spirit said, Jesus did not spill his blood. It did not accidentally come out. He shed his blood. And he poured his blood out for us today to have victory. Oh my goodness. Anybody who's having a breathing problem is over today. Sinus the word? And you're having problem breathing, and you just got healed. Asthma. Yeah. See, the gifts to start working. I hear the Spirit of God say arithmetic does not work in supernatural faith. You can't add the blessing up God's going to pour out on you. Other words, living an uncalculated life. Sit down, write that down. You can't calculate it. It keeps jumping up higher and higher. You keep getting stronger and stronger. Take these notes. Your faith lives in the realm of the supernatural, unmeasurable power. Called miracles, signs, wonders. Listen very carefully. Your faith is a rhema carrier. See, your faith, turn to John 6:63. Your faith is a rhema carrier. Rhema is a live word. Yeah, rhema is a word that cannot be stopped. See, now I'm not talking about a red word. Talk to me, girl. Rhema, a live word, a word that has spoken to you directly. You took it out of the Bible. It ain't in the Bible no more. It's in me now. It's my word. From my God. From my Jesus. From my Holy Ghost. Come on here. See, you're going to have some of this. A rhema word. Listen, look what John 6:63 says. Look what he said now. See, can you figure that out? It's the Spirit that quickened it. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak, now here it is, I speak to you. They are spirit and life. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer it. Anybody ever got a word like that from God? Anybody ever got a live word from God? Anybody was dealing with something and it looked like it wasn't going to work out, but God told you through prayer and through the reading and meditating of the word, he had it covered? Huh? You ever got a word from God no matter what things look like? I got my answer and I'm going to pray. You ever praise God when it wasn't time to praise? You haven't lived yet. If you have not yet, you have apatalama. You never got a rhema word. You haven't lived yet. A word that deny all facts. A word that deny all failure. Whatever you're dealing with up in here this morning, it is over. You just listen to what God's saying to you. God got a word coming to you that's going to change everything. Whatever you're dealing with. That's why he sent you here this morning. He let you pass a lot of churches to get here. He wanted you to be here to get your rhema word. A word that is alive. A word that has spirit and life and the supernatural in it. Matter of fact, he got somebody he want to talk to. Why are you not happy? He want to talk to somebody here this morning. Why are you my child? Why are you not happy? Why you don't have no joy? Why are you not moving in the spirit? Why are you upset? Why are you worried about this situation? I receive Why are you worried about this? You've been worried for the last 8 years about that. Today, I'm taking the cover off it. Today, you're going to have some peace. Today, you're going to have some joy. This is your day. Tell somebody, this is my day. Tell them, God dug it. I don't know if you're going to get nothing, but it's my day. No, you got to tell them the God dug it part. The Holy Ghost in here. I know him. The Holy Ghost in here. I know him personally. I said the Holy Ghost is in here. I know him personally. Glory to God. I know when he's present. I know when he won't do something. I know when he won't change something. I know he won't make something. I know when he won't operate. I know he won't set somebody free this morning. I know the glory is here. I know the power is here. I know the peace is here. Open your Bible to Romans. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. I'm looking at that voice here now. Oh, my. Give me that voice. Oh, my, my. Shh. Yeah, something tremendous want to happen in here. Yeah, we don't have to wait for it. Lord our God, I'll take it right now. How many of y'all ready to take it? Shoo, shoo, shoo. Look at Romans 4:16. Hallelujah. Ask the person next to you, do you still have that problem? Ask them and ask them to say, if you do, go, please move to another row. Because I want somebody standing by me in the flow. My row gonna have the flow today. I want to scream. Woo, I want to scream. Shh. Shh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and 16 said, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be showed to all seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Look at verse 17. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead and called it. Stop looking at the situation and saying what you see. Supernatural faith. It's a rhema. Your rhema word. You got the word. You got that word. You got John 6:63, right? Yes. Sit down. I'll take notes. I'm going to read it to you. Turn to Ephesians 6:16. And I'll make a statement. Wearing supernatural faith is a shield. Yes. And the activator of the supernatural sword of the Spirit. It's a shield and it activates the sword of the Spirit. Supernatural faith. Then you got it. You got it right there in Ephesians 6:16 and 17. See, it's a supernatural faith. Wearing supernatural faith as a shield and an activator of the supernatural sword of the Spirit. Now, here's some of the ingredients of supernatural faith. Supernatural faith is substance. Turn to Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, naturally, it's not there, but spiritually, you got it. That's why the Bible says we walk by faith, You understand that? Now listen very carefully. Listen carefully. Here's some of the ingredients the Holy Spirit wants to put in you this morning. It's supernatural substance. Supernatural evidence. Supernatural promises. Supernatural persuasion. Turn with me. I'm going to show you something. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13. Because there's some things that have to transpire to walk in this kind of faith. Watch this. Hallelujah. Why you want me to quit and I just started? With your church yourself. Man, you should be sitting there, what's going to come out of his mouth next? Because I don't know some of the time. But we're in the spirit realm. And, oh, my God. You should get an answer when you come here. You should get encouraged when you come in the house of God. Something should happen to you to change your way of thinking. See, routine, you heard that? Buries revelation. If you only hear as a routine of a church goer, you're not going to get the revelation. See, routine buries revelation. Once you start walking in revelation, routine can't stop you no more. If nobody else don't get nothing this morning, I'm going to get something. See, that's the attitude you got to have. But you got to be expecting it, not from a man, from God. Years ought to be added on to your life this morning. Money ought to be put in your pocket this morning. Health ought to go in your body this morning. Joy ought to come in your home this morning. It may be some changes you got to make. You're always trying to change somebody else. Maybe you need to make some changes. Maybe things will be better if you change. See, when you point your finger like this, your thumb always pointing at you. And your thumb is a bigger finger. So you point it. If she would do this, and that thumb pointing right at you, that thumb is bigger than your finger you're pointing at her. That means you're the bigger problem. God talking to somebody up in here. Always running your mouth. Shut up. Where was I? But yes, there's some things pointed out in Hebrews 11, 13 that I have to make sure that you understand to operate in supernatural faith. You know, we say in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Are y'all with me now? Come on. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith bring hope into the present. And faith bring invisible solution and invisible answers in the present, even though it's not visible at that point. Another person looking at it still think I still got the problem. But I got over it last night. Matter of fact, the devil think I still have it. But he don't know I'm over this. I'm just keep walking by faith. All I got to do is keep walking by faith. And something supernatural is about to happen in my life any moment. Before I read this verse, I'm going to read another verse to make sure you understand when I read this verse. Go to the 12th chapter of Hebrews. Because we're in a shifting zone here. I mean, you've heard a lot of lessons on faith, but you're hearing about supernatural faith now. Right. I believe it's apostolic and prophetical that it would change things in your life so fast you'll be dancing and giving glory to God before you see anything. See, notice what Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, see, you have to go through this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed by with so great a cloud of witness, that's the 11th chapter of Hebrews, about all the things that happen by faith. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So you need patience. All right, look at the next verse now. Looking unto who?
Jesus.
Who he is? Who for the joy that is set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right? Huh?
Yes.
Wait, let me read that again, because I want you to see the obstacles that comes in your life. Remember I told you obstacles? I'll give you 20 opportunities.
Right. Yes, sir.
All of us have obstacles that come in our life. See, now, your pastor, I've been under you for 40 years. I never heard you complain about nothing. I ain't got what I'm complaining to you for. So why I'm going to come here and say, you know, me and Carolyn had a hard night last night. Oh, my Jesus. Well, you know, nobody want to hear that. So why you want to tell everybody your problem? Shut up. So how you doing? Well and blessed. How you doing? I can't hear y'all. How you doing? What'd you say? See how hard it is for them words to come out your mouth? Say it again. Well and blessed. One of the oldest men in this church. That's his words. He uses them all the time. Well and blessed. Why do you think he's still rolling? And you talking about pretty good. And the devil and all the demon hoods, you say, y'all right? Pretty good. Well and blessed. All right, now. Here in the 13th verse, oh, this 13th verse always, Hebrews 11:13, it said these all died in faith, not having received the promise. But I want you to underline promises. Promises, because this will step your promises. But having seen them afore all. Now, promises, seen afore all. Seen the eyes of faith. Promises, seen afore all. And then it says persuaded. And well, persuaded. Supernatural faith is persuaded. And then not only that, it embraced. Revelation has to be embraced. Are you hearing me? They embrace it, and then they did another thing in that voice. You saw what the next thing is? Confess it. You got those words? Underline those words now. See, these all not have received the promises, but have seen them afar. They saw it by faith and was persuaded by faith. Now go to Romans 4. Go to Romans 4. I'm gonna help me, Holy Ghost, get this out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to see this. And I may, Lord, I know, yeah, I may have to read the whole thing. For us to really catch a hold of how supernatural faith work. I think these four or five scriptures are a commentary on supernatural faith. Look like nothing ain't working right. Get ready now. I want you to see this. In Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. The righteousness of faith. Say the righteousness of faith.
Righteousness of faith.
Faith is always right. Your problem might be saying something else, but faith is lying to you. For if they which are of the law be as, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Now the law was given to tell people they were in sin, but it couldn't move it. But the blood did. Now notice verse 16. You're going to operate in supernatural faith, you're going to hear these voices. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Now, your faith has to always be dancing with grace. See, I got it, Lord. You listening? Grace, which is God's favor, holds faith in place. See, how can I say this? If faith ever get nervous, grace give it encouragement. Grace, take your mind from the problem back to the cross and decree to your faith is already paid for. Are you hearing me? See, supernatural faith, listen, supernatural faith is full of favor. Do you know what it means to have God's favor on you? Huh? Have you ever worked anything out for you? That was favor, baby. Huh? Huh? Make sure your faith is flavored with grace. In other words, see, faith is already done. See, faith calls us to pass through territory that the average person can't pass through. They're going by statistic and news, but you're operating by faith. Faith has to deal with your feelings. That sometimes things go wrong, you don't feel just right. But faith got to take you beyond that. But whatever it is now, this morning, if I can get you to shift in faith, whatever you came here with on your mind that you need to deal with, if I can just get you right now in this moment that I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this place, if I can get you to shift for a few seconds, it's over. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, nothing is regular about this moment. The glory of God is falling on us right now. Nothing is normal about this service. No, he's talking about supernatural faith. Now, maybe you heard it before. Maybe you heard of supernatural faith. Maybe you've been taught on supernatural faith. You online. Maybe y'all been taught on just what I said. Saying the word, supernatural faith. You leave here this morning anointed with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
None of your words will be normal another day.
Hallelujah.
Be careful what you say because it's going to come to pass. I declare and decree that you are powerful. Say, what you say? I'm what? Powerful. And I heard the Spirit of God say, you just move beyond the problem. You move beyond the problem. The problem over there and you over here. Man over 100 years old, his wife over 100, and the Lord then told him they're going to have a baby. No natural way possible. Watch what he did. Sit down a minute. Watch what he did. Watch what he did. Watch what he did. Satan tried to get you to live by the law. Come on, son. He tried to get you to live by the law. But no, see, I walk by faith. I walk by something already paid for. $1,000 check. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. Hallelujah. But I feel all down my leg. Coming up my right arm. I feel the presence of God. God won't do something up in here this morning. Come on, son. I feel the presence of God. Anybody else feel the presence of God? That's a $500 fee check. I feel the presence of God, man. The glory have come in here. The kingdom is present. The power is present for you. You understand? You came here one way. You walking out of here operating in supernatural faith. God, people have been held back too long. You know, they got us living them little faith lifestyle. No, you got supernatural faith. The spirit of faith. Turn back to 2 Corinthians 4:13. Quicker. Come on, son. Shoo. Receive. Shoo. I told you to turn that in and get your pen because I want you to put it down. I'll get ready to type because I got to get this in for our close. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm preaching about something I've been living 50 years. It works. It works. I say it works. That's why God will not call you to be an apostle if you don't have no evidence. Take notes. Your faith is a ram or carrier. A live word from God is transported by your faith in every situation. A live word from God is transported by your faith in every situation. A live word from God. Faith is the supernatural activator. You're not called to live a natural life. Supernatural activator. It activates things supernaturally. Are you hearing me? Now listen very carefully because these words will sound common, but they're so powerful to me, it like to throw me for a loop. Faith keeps a supernatural subpoena serve on heaven back up. No, y'all didn't hear. Y'all, you know, this is something fresh from heaven. Listen. Faith keeps a supernatural subpoena. You know what a subpoena is, right? Yeah. Served on heaven's backup. In other words, heaven can't say no to faith. Faith opened all the doors in heaven. Everything heaven can do, faith opened the door. It's a subpoena. This type of faith is beyond believing. It's a receiving faith. You've been believing long enough. Believing must resurrect into receiving. Are you listening? Faith is not waiting, it is a creating force. It's a creative force. See, it doesn't wait. When you operate in faith, it's done right then. All you gotta do is praise God. Thank God for his goodness. Dance around like you already got it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, don't just say wait, start praising him because it's done. Now, I'm going to give you this. Well, this little piece of paper to write. That's the last one you give him on this little piece of paper. But I'm about to say something to you right now. I want you to get ready for it. Something is about to explode in your life. Matter of fact, something you've been waiting on has arrived in this service this morning. Explosively. I want you to tell somebody. I want to make sure you understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell somebody something good about to explode in my life. Explode. 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 Sit down. Give me 5 more minutes. Sit down. We want you to write this down. Come on. Come on, dog. Something about to explode in my life. Something good. I receive this evening. I received all. Son, I receive. What's your name, man?
Ladrick.
Where you from, Ladrick?
Albany.
Good to see you, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, God bless you.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. Yes, I receive your seed. Do you know you will not leave here as you came?
Yes, sir.
Say supernatural faith 3 times.
Supernatural faith, supernatural faith, supernatural faith.
Now, my brothers and sisters, faith always been supernatural, but it cannot be supernatural in the elementary stage. It has to be cultivated and turned into the spirit of faith. Now, the Spirit of God said, get ready. Because you're operating in supernatural favor is about to be poured out on you. I'm hearing that now. I'm hearing that now. You cannot operate in supernatural faith unless supernatural favor is poured. In other words, people are going to start doing things for you that they don't know why they're doing it. Promotion about to come. That place they've been holding back from you, they're going to have to turn it loose because you have come here and got anointed with supernatural favor. On your car, on your home, on your body, on your family, on your finances. Tell three people supernatural favor on me. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. Supernatural favor on me. Woo, my goodness. Woo, my goodness. Hallelujah. Woo, my goodness. Woo, my goodness. Supernatural health and supernatural wealth is on my life right now. Ooh. Did you say it? Did you say it? Supernatural joy, supernatural peace is on my life right now. Ask somebody, would you dance with me, please? Well, go ahead on dance then. Dance right now. Dance like you got it. Dance like you got it. Because it's there. Kotalalapa shaka. Opresco me bresaya. Pa 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 pa. Ah! Hey, hey, kidney problem is gone. Anyone under the sound of my voice having problem with their kidney is gone in Jesus' name. Don't let the symptom fool you. Don't let the symptom fool you. Gone. So that's asthmatic condition gone. That's kidney problem gone. The symptom may lag to try to activate fear in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like the way you pay attention, young man.